Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
We can't. Not here. We're giving the hotel security guys a show.
You should charge admission.
Think he's catching on to you, Miss C? Playing coy. How cute. What's your real name? I promise to remember it.
Chloe Ashton. What do you want?
Maybe another time. My card.
Hey! This is a VIP ticket I gave her. She kept it. That's weird. The tab isn't pulled off. Then she didn't go? But she had the name tag that... Wait, when she put the name tag on before, she had to pull the paper off the back. What? That doesn't make any sense.
Encounter with mystery woman for Philip Grayson. Those fucking security guards at the hotel must have sold the video from the elevator. Ginger's going to want Misty's ass on a pipe even more than she already does. Oh no. Philip's going to expect me to say something about this. As his girlfriend, I should get really angry and want him to explain. But if I do that, I'm going to have to lie to him again. This whole situation will just be a lie on top of another lie. Damn it, what should I do? I never saw this. Sure, it's a lame excuse, but I'm busy enough to not read papers. I just won't say anything. If he brings it up, then I'll cross that bridge if I get to it. In the meantime, I just can't lie to him anymore.
Print it.
This is for a party in 3 days.
Which is why you need to get it to print now. I want it in all the major papers, all over the city, and I want it done now, Chloe!
I guess she saw the newspaper this morning. A party for Philip? But his contract expired 2 weeks ago. Formal event, Excalibur Grand Ballroom. He didn't mention this to me. Maybe this is Alan's doing? Oh, no. Philip Carter Grayson requests the exclusive presence of the mystery woman known only as Miss C to be his special guest for the evening. Alan wouldn't have. So, it was Philip. But things were going so well. No. Can't call him. What if he breaks up with me over the phone? It's not as bad as being broken up with by text, but still. Okay, calm down. Maybe he's not going to break up with me. Maybe he just wants to talk to Missy. I have no idea what or why he'd throw a giant party to do it, but...
Now, Chloe.
Hello?
Abby!
Mia, how are you?
Well, that's what I'm calling.
Oh, dear. What's wrong?
It's Hector. He's acting strange.
Again? Or still?
Stranger. He's still killing people, but he's going out and doing it in public more and more. It's almost like he wants to get caught. And now he wants us to start doing these terrible things.
That's awful.
He took Carlos out hunting last week. I swear, Abby, I can't get Carlos to come out of the bedroom now. whatever happened scared the ever-living shit out of him.
If worse comes to worse, you could always come out here.
Oh, well, there's more. He's been following this girl around.
Following?
Stalking, more like. He's convinced that she's the one for him.
Is that a possibility?
No, I checked her out myself. This girl doesn't have one drop of our blood, not a drop. And he's absolutely fixated on her. I'm starting to get scared of what he might do to her. And there's Ginger Carlisle.
Oh, no.
He's at her beck and call. I don't know what she did to him, but it's almost like she tamed him. She has him doing all sorts of things for her. And Abby, she smells.
What?
She smells evil. Evil like I've never smelled in my whole life. She's one of them. Don't quote me, but she's more trouble than a Texas Twister. Abby, I don't know what to do. Carlos doesn't know what to do. I don't know who else to turn to.
Calm down. We're coming back.
You are? When?
Tomorrow. The sooner the better in this case.
But are you gonna challenge Hector?
Mia, things will turn out just fine. Trust me. We'll see you tomorrow. You heard?
Some. We're going where?
Ready or not, it's time to step up, Jeff. We're going back to Vegas.
Oh. I'll start packing. Why you look so good next to Christina.
Well, you're the makeup expert, but I will never understand this skin tone stuff.
Philip?
What's wrong now, Alan?
You can't throw a party in Vegas. You can't throw a party here. You have too much work to do. You're in the middle of a shoot, for Christ's sake. You said you weren't going back to Vegas until next weekend.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't play dumb with me. I called the hotel. They confirmed your reservations for the ballroom tomorrow. Do you even know how busy you are? You don't have time to do this.
Let me see that. I didn't set this up.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't. Quit treating me like a kid. I know I'm busy, but I would have set this up. Who the hell? Premier Advertising? But my contract was up with them. Genevieve is behind this. She's gonna find out who Miss C is at all costs because she's out of her merry little mind. Oh, shit! Alan, hand me my phone.
Hi.
Oh, damn it.
I'm not available right now.
Alan?
What?
I've got a party to go to.
Gotta hurry. What time is it after 5? Shit! The party starts at 8. Gotta hurry, gotta make my appointment with Dennis. Gotta get to the party! Ginger Carlisle's office. She's gone for the day.
It's me.
Danny? What's wrong? Can you tell me quickly? I have to go.
Terry.
What about Terry?
They found her. She's in the hospital.
Oh, God.
Would the orderly on duty please come to reception? Paging Dr. Ross, please report to emergency immediately.
Danny, is she...
She's in a coma.
It's all my fault.
Don't say that. It couldn't be.
Somebody must have followed me. And I went to the college.
What happened?
The guy she was living with found her. She's been poisoned. I thought she was dead, but the EMT found a weak pulse. The guys called me after she was already on the way here.
Ginger has to be stopped. She's gone absolutely crazy.
Almost makes me wish I hadn't quit. At least that I'd be able to help you.
Don't say that. Terry would be so proud that you stood up to Ginger. She'd make some weird comment about getting your balls out of the mason jar. And she'd laugh and try to gross me out by saying something about reattaching them. Oh, Terry! Say something, please!
Sweetheart, you were supposed to be at the salon an hour ago. But, as I understand it, you've had an unavoidable delay.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I should have called you, but... Oh, Danny. This is Dennis. Danny.
Hello, handsome.
I'm straight.
Does that really matter?
Yes.
That's too bad. Oh, well. I came prepared, sugar. We can get you all ready for the party right here.
I'm not going.
What?
I can't. My best friend is in the hospital.
Now, is that what you think your friend would want you to do? Stay here and get your eyes all red and puffy over her? Or go and find out what the heck is going on with your boy toy?
I think you should go.
What? And leave Terry like this?
She's not going anywhere. And neither am I. I'll stay with her. What's more important is the fact that you know Ginger's gonna be at this party. Since you're the only one with access to her now, you have got to go and try to get some information. For Terry's sake.
For your own sake, too. And your sweetie's. Are you going to let that bitch sink her teeth in your man when you don't show up?
You're right. I have to go. I was invited.
Wonderful. Now let's get your head in that bathroom sink.
Huh? I thought we were going to use hair pieces or a wig or something. You know, like we normally do.
Oh, don't get me wrong, sugar. We're going to use hair pieces. Clip extensions, to be exact. But this is a special occasion, and that calls for something a little more... Well, more. We're going to use your real hair this time.
This? Forgive me if I seem to doubt your abilities, Dennis, but I don't think even you can help this mess. And I'm not sure if we have time for...
Nonsense. There's always time for proper hair management. Now shut up and get your head to that sink.
What?
How is my puppy boy?
Oh, you. What do you want?
You always assume that I want something.
You always do.
You catch on quick. There's a party I need you to be at tonight.
This is the trap you've set?
Once the guest of honor arrives, I want you to take care of her. Permanently.
Perfect. She won't know what hit her.
Does this normally take so long?
A full weave plus style with hair extensions and then full makeup? It's a comb, honey, not a wand.
I'll just smile and nod and pretend I have any idea what you're saying.
Just trust me. She'll look great. I took that ash blonde head down to a light baby blonde. Once she puts on the dress, you won't know it's her.
Speaking of, what am I wearing tonight?
Don't speak. I'm applying blush. Suck in those cheeks.
Sorry.
There. Now for the finishing touch.
I really would like to know where you get all those clothes and how they fit me so perfectly.
Actually, this is something I got from your closet.
My closet? But there isn't anything of... Oh, my God. My wedding dress.
That's a wedding dress? But it's blue.
I dyed it.
But that won't fit me anymore.
It will, since I took off the train and added in some panels to make it fit your size. Plus, no more ruffles, smaller petticoat, shorten the sleeves, and voila, formal gown.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Honey, If you cry, your mascara's gonna run.
Sorry.
Now, for God's sake, hurry and get dressed.
You said he'd be here before midnight. Where is he?
We've been here for 3 hours already.
I've told you Mr. Grayson is very busy and will be late. If he makes it at all, he's trying very hard to get here. So you all just have to be patient. Bunch of vultures. It'll all be worth it soon.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to rent a decent tux in 3 hours in Vegas?
Mr. Grayson, I mean, what an unexpected surprise.
I'll bet. I didn't give you permission to throw this party in my name.
Why, yes, you did. It's in your contract.
Which expired over 2 weeks ago, as I'm sure you're well aware.
I thought you'd be pleased. After all, we're finding your mystery woman for you.
If I thought it was possible, I would say you might be more interested in finding her than I am. You're about to be in a lot of trouble, Miss Sarvile, and you'll be hearing from my lawyer in the morning. If I were you, I'd call off this ridiculous farce right now while you still can and try and save face. Now, excuse me. I have someone I need to find.
About to be in a lot of trouble? Not as much as your little slut, once I find her.
You clean up nice.
Thanks.
Oh, pay no attention to him. He's just a man. You look stunning. And you are going to blow your man away. In more ways than one, I hope.
Dennis!
Terry thought it was funny.
I'm sure she does.
You better get going. It's almost 11:30.
Oh, no! The party's supposed to be over at 12. I've got to get across town.
In your crappy car? You'd never make it.
You're right. Dennis, I don't suppose your cabbie friend...
Kevin's off tonight.
Oh, no! Wait. Dennis. You always manage to get exactly where you need to be, exactly when you need to be there. I don't care how, I won't ask questions. Just please, get me to that party.
Close your eyes, sweetheart. You too, handsome.
Dennis? What's happening? I don't think... I'm here. How in the world did Dennis... No. Don't question it. Just go. Whoa. All these women here for the party?
Hey, watch it.
Are you here for the Grayson party, too?
Yeah. You're not going dressed like that, are you?
Is that bad?
Well, you're just not very convincing, is all. Miss C always wears red.
Really? Which is, I guess, why every woman here is wearing red, right?
Not the brightest bulb in the box, are you?
Excuse me. Oh, God. Everyone here is pretending to be me. This is so completely weird. I've got to find Philip.
Fine, Chloe. Don't even say hello. I don't want to talk to you anyway. Bitch.
Tessa?
Hey.
Oh, my God, Tessa, you're back! I missed you. Where were you? You lost a ton of weight. You look amazing. Why are you here, and how did you know it was me?
Well, let's see. You're the only person I know who wears that perfume. We're looking for someone at this party. We were at Nana's house, and I've missed you, too.
Where's Jeff? Are you guys still together? And, serious?
Yeah, We're serious.
Oh my god! What a beautiful ring. You got married?
Engaged, Chloe. We haven't exactly tied the knot yet. Panties. Unbunch.
Well, still! Congratulations! Where is he?
My goofy jumping bean's right over there. Playing dance maniac against that 14-year-old.
Is he, having a seizure?
I thought so too the first time. But apparently that's how the game is played. How's Terry?
Oh, yeah. You don't know.
Know what?
Terry's in the hospital.
What? Tell me what happened, Chloe.
Ginger. Well, she tried to kill her.
Tessa, I did it. I beat my high score in that little... Tessa?
Tessa, calm down. Focus. Breathe it out. Calm down. Focus. Come on, Tessa. Okay. You still with me, Tessa?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Chloe, did I hear you right? Ginger tried to hurt someone.
She tried to kill Terry. Well, she hired someone to do it, but how did you hear me from all the way over
there? Wait!
Hey, that's my purse!
This!
My lipstick, receipts, and hairpins. What?
No! This! Jeff, this business card, smell it!
What? Tessa, are you okay? You're not acting really normal.
It's him. Just like Mia said, he's involved in this somehow.
Oh my god!
Chloe, we have to go right now.
Did you see that? She threw my lipstick at that dance game, and it caught fire!
We'll come back for you.
How does something like that catch fire from having lipstick thrown at it?
Hey, focus!
Sorry.
Don't leave the party, especially not with anyone strange, got it?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, hi, Chloe!
This just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Oof! Sorry!
Someone call 911!
I'd better find Philip fast. Philip!
Come with me.
I didn't arrange this party. And I didn't invite you. I came because I had to warn you that Ginny's going to try and find you out.
How very considerate.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
You had the whole ticket. The stub wasn't torn. But you had to have gone because you had the name tag. But you didn't wear it.
I don't know what you...
I know it's you. The way you said certain things, and every time I kissed you, I felt like I'd done it before. That and you talk in your sleep. I don't know why I didn't see it. You really were right in front of me the entire time. I think in my heart I knew. Because it has to be you. I know it's you. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh...
No, wait! Ow!
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Stop! Wait! Catherine! Kelly! Cassandra! Candy!
Sorry, excuse me.
Cora!
Pardon me.
Kelly! Neil! Neil!
Excuse me. Oh! Oh! Oh no! Oh!
Tessa!
I hope Dennis doesn't want those clips back. Ouch!
Chelsea!
Oh, stupid Claire. Tree!
Come on! Harlan!
Ah! Ow! My shoe!
Chloe!
Where did it...
Carmilla!
Ah! Oh, sorry, Dennis. Don't worry about finding
Sydney.
It. I'll work out a payment plan. I'll buy you a new gear.
Harlan! Chloe!
What?
Chloe, it was you.
Ow! You're hurting me.
You! My own secretary!
I don't have time to deal with you now.
You what?
I quit.
Chloe!
Whoa!
Get in.
Okay.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
It's term.
It's time.
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 It's time. I'm here to challenge you, Hector.
Fine. I accept. This is going to be fun.
You know the rules. One winner. No ties. No help. Winner takes over as alpha. The loser's fate is decided by the rest of the pack.
Premiering August 14th, 2009. Chapter 24. If the shoe fits.
You've improved.
Or you just suck more.
Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Chapter 23, The Final Ball, featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Ara Pelody as Ginger, David Ault as Jeff, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, Marley Norton as Abby, Jeremiah McCoy as Robert, Kristen Bays as Maya, Philip Weber as Philip, Perry Whittle as Alan, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, William Raymer as Dennis, Pete Milan as Hector, Tip Callier as the makeup artist, Mark Zarakor as the passerby, Catherine Pride as Desperate Woman 1, Alicia Lane Matheson as Desperate Woman 2, and Megan Presley as Desperate Woman 3. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Alicia Lane Matheson, assistant director Mark Zarakor, original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, produced by Pendant Productions. Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, copyright 2009, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.